Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. While cutting peat in a bog in Denmark, workers in 1915 discovered the skeletal remains of a man, along with a wooden club, a ceramic vessel, and bovine bones.
Among the bones was a fragmented skull. The man died about 5,200 years ago. Researchers named him the Vitrup Man and believe he was killed by blows to the head. New studies now paint a clearer picture of him.
Bone analysis showed he was an adult and his teeth put in between 30 and 40 years old. Since there was no trace of healing to his skull, the trauma was fatal, and the club found with him may have been the weapon.
We don't know whether the motive was robbery or a sacrifice, since that was common practice in the region at the time.
Chemical and protein analysis of his teeth and bones revealed that he went from a hunter-gatherer diet of fish, seals, and whales to that of a farmer.
Genetically, he may have been related to the Mesolithic people from the Scandinavian peninsula, such as northern Norway or Sweden. He probably had blue eyes, dark hair, and was short.
Judging from his diet, he made his way south, crossing nearly 50 miles of open sea at age 18 or 19 to Denmark. He may have been a slave or a captive, or perhaps a trader who decided to settle there.
What's clear now is that he is the earliest known Danish migrant settler who continues to show us migration is a fundamental part of the human experience.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.